Numerology is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Well, hi, everyone. Thanks for coming on our Magic Carpet Ride tonight in the magical world of numbers. I am your host, Elizabeth Summers. I am an esoteric numerologer, which is a fancy word that says I use ancient codes, ancient spiritual code interpretations to help you find out what is going on in your life. What is the rest of 2014-15 doing? Those are the readings that I do. And I'm also a medium. I love the medium work. I had a fabulous client this afternoon whose husband is in the spirit world, but he was in the Denver area one of the most prominent mediums, and she was told by him that she is to come to me now to do the translation from him to her through me. And it was fabulous. And so know that if you ever have an inkling or are drawn to wanting to speak to your loved ones in the spirit world, please remember me. And I come with very good credentials. And it's never scary. And sometimes we even get the giggles because many spirits maintain a wonderful sense of humor when they are in the spirit world, which this afternoon's client absolutely experienced from her husband. So no scaredy cats out there. No scaredy cats. And I record everything. Then you get a CD and a download. Oh, my heavens, I load you up. So just know that that's what I do also. Tonight, I have jam-packed, and I'm going to finish this evening offering you a special pricing of a half-hour reading available to you. I'll tell you how to do that only for the month of October right now. And then I have another topic that I really want to talk to you about. I am so wired about this, and I am very adamant that we, as a population, have to help our military who are being used by scammers, European, Nigerian scammers, on my Facebook, starting tomorrow on all three of my sites, Summers Numerology, Magical World of Numbers, and my personal Elizabeth Summers. I am going to start writing. I'm putting together a whole campaign that I want you to also help me help disseminate this information to help my wonderful women, my sisters, your sisters, not have their hearts broken, not financially be destroyed by scammers who are using our pictures of our military to suck these women in. Oh, you can tell I'm just fired up about this issue. So let me calm down here, take a few deep breaths, Elizabeth. And we're going to the thing tonight, yes, is your first letter of your first name and the importance of that first name. I'll get to that in a little bit. But I want to chat with you about a very important astrological event that is starting to amp up for us, and it is the second eclipse of the month. It is around the 23rd, if you will. It is a solar eclipse, where the earth moves and the sun and whatever, and, you know, I'm not an astronomer, but that's what's happening. But solar eclipses are around the new moon. The new moons are always in times of new beginnings, new starts. And I want to share with you, it works for me, I'm just going to share it with you, some things about manifesting, and especially manifesting your wishes during the eclipse. This eclipse is in Scorpio. We are right on the edge now of moving into Scorpio now, and I'm going to chat a little bit about that with you in a minute. But eclipses are, I want you to think of an exclamation point. That is how powerful they are. The solar eclipses usually reset events. They can reset events in your personal life, in the environment. It can come very suddenly, but it ushers in new directions, if you will. Solar eclipses usually take care of external events. A moon, a full moon, just like a plain old ordinary black dress, is always a time of new beginnings, always. A solar or a lunar eclipse are three times the power of the moon. It's a biggie, energetic biggie. A lot of people pass around the new and full moon normally. But when the eclipses come, they really can act, the soul can really activate the passing of many people. New beginnings, endings, finishing. And so since the eclipse is three times the power of a regular new moon, new beginnings, new moon, I thought I would just chat with you a little bit about how to manifest things that you want in your life. People think it is just some big ritual, whatever. It is not. It is not. Remember, thought is energy. Thought is energy. Words have power. Even if you write the words, you are sending energy out there to the universe to bring you back what it is, and always say, for your highest good and your greatest joy. You always add that little greatest joy in there, because sometimes you'll get what's for your highest good and it ain't pretty. Know that you are surrounded by helpers, spirit guides. They come and they go, they come and they go. I'll be talking more about that in November. They can be project guides that come in for special projects. When I sit down to write my columns for the magazines I write for, or my Facebook, or write you, sending you my newsletters if you've signed up on my Elizabeth Summers or the Magical World of Numbers website, just sign up. It's free. It comes. Now, when you sign up, here's a little thing with Constant Contact that sends these out. They're going to send you their email saying, click this link if you really want to receive this from Elizabeth Summers. You got to click the link. Don't delete it or send it to trash. Click that link. That's all that's necessary. If you don't click that link, you ain't going to get it. And that's the way it is. Know that manifesting is working with your team. Down to write, as I started to tell you, I call in writing guides. Energies, guides that have writing, maybe famous writers, novels, whatever. I just call them in. I don't care who comes in. Just come on down. For especially when I'm writing. My sister, who loves to bake pies, when she is in the kitchen baking pies, she always calls in our grandmother. Our grandmother was the best pie maker. My sister thinks she's not a good pie maker, but she's really pretty good. But she calls in our grandmother, who is in the spirit world. And they'll come, 9 times out of 10, they'll come and let you know that they're there. You are a rock star to the guides, the angels, the beings that surround you. They are your groupies. I tell you this all the time. They are at your service, but they will not interfere with your free will. You got to tell them what it is that you want to happen. What is it that you want to go? Write it down with paper and pencil, not on the computer. The computer is an electronic thingy. It's not grounded. Pencil, because the lead is an earth energy that's pulling thoughts into a grounded medium. And write. If I had my druthers, this is what I tell my clients. Say to yourself, you know, if I had my druthers, druthers being if I had whatever I wanted to happen, you know, I'm just going to write it. Be as detailed as possible. Put down your thoughts. Write it in short sentences. I have several clients that tell me they want to have a man in their life. Well, that's a little bit too general because your angels and guides will bring you a man. And he might not be the most spiffy-doodle man. So if you want a man in your life or a woman in your life, fine, write it down and put in the qualities that you would want in that person. How tall? What's his heart like? Is he spiritual? Whatever works for you, write it down. As you're writing it down, you stay out of your head and you don't self-judge. Well, I don't know how this is ever going to happen. I don't know where he's going to come. I don't know where I'm going to get the money for my new house I want to move to. I need a new car. How am I going to buy a new car? That is static on the radio. And you are sabotaging yourself. You do not have to know how it comes to you. I constantly am stressing this point. You tell them. You write it. You communicate with your higher self. If it's for your highest good and greatest joy. And let it go. A lot of times, it takes time for them to orchestrate other people's lives in order to influence you. Or other situations. It's like they're moving, they're puppeteers that are moving puppets. Getting them organized externally. Your world is shaping around you. So you're being held in place. Am I ever going to get the money for that new car? If you, with that attitude, no, you won't. Just know that it's done. If it's for your highest good and greatest joy, know that it's done. I read it over and over. Read it out loud. You use another sense. That is a vibration. Read it out loud and have peace and calmness. And say, I give it to you, angels. Make it happen. Bring it to me in the most perfect way. Personally, I add a little caveat. And please, may I not be obtuse and not say what on earth the signs are. I'm a big believer in signs. So we don't want to be obtuse, thinking one thing, we're paying attention, and let it rip. Let it go. That is how you manifest. You know, you don't need the candles and the incense and the this and the that and the other thing. You need you. You need peace and quiet. You need calmness. You need to be clear and write, what do you want to happen? What is your new job? Some people don't like their jobs. If you had your druthers, what would your new job be? Would you be in an office? Would you be out on the road? Would you be traveling? Would you be working with children or whatever? You got to be cool about the whole thing. Don't panic. And it can take a while because remember, they are the puppeteers. They're waiting for you to give them a job. Go find this for me. Okay. And I'm just going to stay here and wait. But I'm very clear about what I want. Thought energy. Never, never, never say the word not, no, don't. Those are negatives, those are low vibrations, and it's static on your radio. You will block it, and they're just going to stand there and shake their heads. Is that girl or that boy ever going to learn? Thank you very much. Now, having said that, we're going to switch gears and do a little talking about astrology. Because you know in my readings that I do for my clients, I bring in astrology, tarot interpretations of their numbers, get a tarot, not a spread, I don't do spreads, the numbers 1 through 78 correlate energetically, numerologically, to the numerology work. I just do not interpret Western numerology 1 through 9, and or 1 through 8, which is the ancient Chaldean system. I bundle it all together to present you a storyline as to the, what is going on in your life in this moment of time, or a blueprint reading, the big picture. So I bundle it all together. Let's talk a little astrology here. We now have moved into the sign of Scorpio. Well, folks, in my personal opinion, Scorpio is one of the most difficult signs of the zodiac. Scorpio is ruled by Pluto. Big, fat, slow-moving planet. But the energy of Pluto is about death and rebirth. Pluto also is as a moving energy. When it's in Scorpio, it's a permanent energy influencing Scorpios. But then there are moving energies where these planets influence temporarily. Temporarily now, Pluto, the planet of death and rebirth, tearing down the old, allowing space for new to come in. It's like tilling the field, and then when the temperature and environment is right, the new sprouts will come up. That is what is happening to Capricorns. Capricorns are halfway through a very long transit with Pluto. And Pluto will stay in Capricorn, hold on to your hats, Capricorns, until 2023. You got a ways to go. But it started way back when, 10, 12 years ago. So you're two-thirds through that major transformation. Scorpios just don't escape Pluto's. Every sign, every number has its good side, its strengths, and has its weaknesses that need to be modified, improved upon, and got back on spiritual track. Scorpio strengths keywords is loyalty. They're passionate. Very sensual. Some Scorpios, not all Scorpios. Resourceful, observant, and dynamic. Oof. On the opposite side, the weaknesses is that they can be really jealous. They can be obsessive. They can become suspicious. Very manipulative, very unyielding. They're not bamboo, they're more oak tree, if you will. Scorpios are fiercely independent. They're able to accomplish, you know, anything they put their mind to. And they won't give up. They're tenacious. They're perfectly suited by being on their own. They're not social butterflies that like to go here, there, and everywhere. And they don't necessarily link up real well with every sign in the zodiac, that 12 houses of the 12 signs of the zodiac. And, you know, they kind of actually prefer to live on their own. That way, there's never any issue about who controls what at home, at work, because Scorpios like to be in control. And this is where the out of balance comes. There are three signs, symbols, icons, that are connected to the sign of Scorpio. The lowest sign, the lowest vibrations, is that of a scorpion. Now, we all know that the females, when they're finished mating, they destroy the male. Just a little tidbit of information there. Scorpions bear grudges, hold resentments, attempt to get back at, by their behaviors and their negativity in their choices, in their attitudes, in their behaviors, when they are not exhibiting their strengths, they destroy their lives. They destroy their lives, just as the female scorpion destroys her mate. They are brought down to their knees. Emotionally, financially, they are humbled. And it is a requirement. It's a very strong sign. Very strong sign. Really does not budge easily. They are then Phoenix, rising day in, day out. As they become humbled, they will connect more with the spirit world, with their higher self, with their spiritual belief systems. And they will start to be the second icon, Phoenix, the bird Phoenix, rising from the ashes, rising up, spiritually rising up, usually not in an easy way, rising up from the destructions of their lives. And as they become more spiritually bent, more intuitively bent, get over their big selves. The third icon that all Scorpios need to aspire to is the eagle, is the widespread, beautiful ego. Eagle that soars in the heavens. All Scorpios want to be eagles. Know that their temperament can be a little interesting. If you know a lot of Scorpios, as I have, know that they are extremely ambitious, very persistent, very determined, which is because they're power hungry. They like to have a controlling attitude. Now, this is not stubbornness, because Scorpios will work for what they want. And will control, with very justified reasons, what it is that they want. This is obviously better than any onlooker. They kind of observe, though. A Scorpio never gives up. They are determined to reach their goal one way or the other. If you have a child that was born in November, and it's especially the November Scorpios. We're now in the sign of Scorpio, yes, but we're in the October one. The October Scorpios are very independent. They do not like to take instructions. They like to hang out with older kids. This is children, if they're born in October and are Scorpio. Older kids. Those that are born in November Scorpios, their mother is the most important person in their lives, good, bad, or indifferent. If she is absent, the November Scorpios, if she is absent in their lives, if they're young and she leaves through death, through abandonment, through physically not being there, through emotionally not being there, abandonment becomes a deep subconscious issue. They will go searching in their partnership situations throughout their whole life. They will try to hook up with partners that will be their quote-unquote mother energy that was missing in their childhood. If she is overtly there for them, it turns into smother love, and they will choose to leave home early to get away from that situation and to grow up. Not that they don't love her, but she is smothering them emotionally, and they need to grab hold of who they are. And so it's very important to know that Scorpios recall facts. Just the facts, ma'am, like Dragnet guy used to say. They will win very justly if they have the facts and the arguments to support their thoughts and their opinions. You might as well just hum along. Scorpios are excellent as a temperament during a chaotic situation, and they're just as capable of manipulating that situation to their own good, to their own benefit. And they will argue you into the ground many times to get what they want. And so know that an unevolved Scorpio, this is why they have their little kind of dangerous reputation, if you will. An unevolved Scorpio, temperament-wise, is a very dangerous person, because they use their powers to benefit only them, and they will step over other people in order to justify situations for their own greed. So I've given you the first hint of the pros and cons of the powerful sign of Scorpio. Now, I am talking to you about Scorpio as an outer energy, as what is called a sun sign. But there are three major categories when I do my big readings for that I talk to my people about. The sun sign, which is the outer shell of you, how you show yourself to the world and you are more mundane. There is the emotional possibility of a Scorpio that will emotionally sting their unevolved. That's called your moon sign, your emotional sign. It correlates to the soul energy in numerology. And the older someone gets, the older they get, I firmly believe, based on all my years of experience, not as an astrologer, but as someone who's working with people and doing their readings and what have you, I firmly believe, and myself personally too, the older we become what is called our ascendant or our rising sign. So you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, you are more that yolk of the egg rising sign than you were in your 10s, 20s, and 30s, actually. And so keep that in mind, and only an astrologer is able to calculate for you. I can calculate for you the, you want to know what is your sun sign, what is your moon sign, and what is your rising sign astrologically. Write it down. It's it for the whole lifetime. The whole lifetime. We're going to take a little break here before I get into the numerology. You are welcome to call the call-in number. I am going to take just a couple, because I do have some things I want to chat with you about tonight. Just a couple, do little mini readings, 2-3 minute readings. I'll tell you what year you're in your current 9-year cycle. What is the theme? What is the theme? What to expect? And when you call in, write this number down, 347-855. 8628, you'll need your first and middle name, your month and day of birth, and how old you are. And when I open up the phone lines, I'm going to identify you by your area code. Come on the line very quickly, and I'll see what I can do, see what I see. That call-in number, and you can start calling in now, it's showing up on my screen, 347-855-8628. 8628, and we will be back in 3 minutes. All right, we're back. I'm going to jump right in here to do some real quick readings to help the callers that I have here. So let's turn on the mic for area code 561. You're on the air. Are you there?
Hello. Yes,
hello.
I am.
Hello. Good. Hi. Hi, honey. What is your first and middle name?
Stacy Ann.
And how do you spell Ann? A-N-N?
Yes, ma'am.
And how old are you from the South? Are you from the South?
Yes.
Are you in the South?
Yes.
Why not? Yep. Yes, ma'am. Stacy, how old are you?
41.
Well, it's a good thing because that you have to be 21 for me to do any readings for you. I'm getting a lot of feedback, so I'm going to really talk quickly here because I'm hearing myself. What is
okay.
your month and day of birth?
12/16.
Yes. 12/16, and you're 21. All right. We're going to be talking about the lanes of life here, and you are in your first middle lane of life, and you're Sagittarius, aren't you?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you are. And so know that the experiences that you are having in your first lane of life, Stacy, is getting you to reset your values like a thermostat on the wall. You are to make choices according to an attitude adjustment that says, is this what I think I deserve? It's about deservingness. Sagittarius are fire signs, and they are energies that are like glow torches. They're like glow torches. And so, therefore, know that you have to be sure that the people you hang out with, the work that you do, the job that you do, whatever, is a mirror and a reflection of your values. The name of Anne is filled with heavy-duty karma connected to your values, and especially in your relationships. So those that are born, and I'll be writing about it in my columns for, on the magazines I write for, and on my website. I post 2 every month, folks, listeners. Just go to my website. They're there. 2 written articles about the energy of the month that we're in. Well, Stacy, as of December, you are in going into, because it's already on its way. This is why I want to talk about it. You already know what's been there, done that. We want to look ahead a little bit and know that you are going into what is called an 8 year. And it's a 17-8 year. The number 8 is potentially very prosperous. It is an energy that is saying to you, take your power. This is what's coming. This is what's ahead of you. Take your power. But there's a new lease on life for you that says if you work and if you've really paid your dues and done well as far as emotional empowerment or taking your money and doing something with it in a very practical way, you can get rewards here for the rest of 2015, but it's going to be more in 2014. It's going to be more in 2015 that I think this beautiful star card. You can just Google star card and find out about all of that. Once you get past, however, January of 2015 for you, honey, can be a little fussy. Endings, finishing, you don't get caught up in drama. There might be some envy and jealousy around you. Whatever. Has to be your attitude. Starting in February, now the folks who are listening, you know we're just finishing up the current Mercury retrograde. It'll be over Friday, like this weekend. It depends on where you are on the Earth, actually, energetically. But the end of January into February, we have now the next Mercury retrograde, which I'll be talking to you about. Starting at the end, last couple weeks of February, Stacy, you're going to start a very good roll and of energy, a very good trend of energy. Has to do with partnerships, either romantic or personal, but know that I think there's going to be a new job opportunity for you in 2015, okay? And I'm going to real quick predict that it's probably going to be, let's see, January, February, March, April, May and June. Keep your eyes open, ears open for maybe a good job change. The 8 year for almost everybody, not everybody. I have clients who file bankruptcy in an 8 year because they screwed around with their money. But an 8 year is lovely for advancement in your work, in your job, in your career. A lot of people move, they'll buy property, and I think you're going into a good year. Take your power. All right, sweetie?
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay. Now we're going to area code 813. You're on the air. What's your first and middle name?
It's Marcia Elizabeth.
It's Marcia Bresak. I know. All right. Well, you know we don't do readings on the air because you're always having readings with me. Yes. So you would think
so carry on.
Carry on. I will carry on then because now I'm going to go to some numerology, which both of us like very much. Hugs. Bye. Marcia's a good friend of mine. Bye. That was fun. And know that I'm going to have you take out pencil and paper to write down a couple things that are important that we're going to talk about. The theme of tonight from a numerological point of view. Every letter and a birth name, it's assigned a number. In Western numerology, the system uses 1 through 9 as codes. Numbers have no power. They are a language to me, like French, German, Vietnamese, you know. I translate the meaning of the numbers in a cohesive fashion in my readings for my people. And they mean things, and it does depend on where that number appears, which formula it appears in, how it gets interpreted, which is another visit that we'll have. And so I'm going to take all 9 numbers, and I'm going to tell you the letters that are assigned to those 9 numbers. And tonight we're talking about the first letter in your name, And then, and I'm going to give you interpretation of that letter and that number. The first letter of your first name greatly rules, like a big summer shower, the first part of your life. Every human life, leading to Pythagoras, Western numerology, every human life is subdivided into three big lanes of life, like a three-lane highway. Generally speaking, the first lane of life extends from 27 to maybe 31. It depends on other things that I calculate out. But generally speaking, that's the first lane of life called the youth years. I call them little flounders flapping around on the beach. Soul energy. Most, not all, but most youngsters as souls will pick up where they left off in other incarnations that are influencing this one and start doing the same thing in their youth years. And then they hit the first Saturn return between 28 and 30, and it shakes their lives up and rock and roll. Normally speaking, it is not to that middle lane of life, that Pandora's box of karma, if you have it, or issues or challenges or whatever. That flips open and out they come, and for the next 30-some years, we are tweaking and regrouping us personality-wise. We'll talk about that some other time. The first letter of the first name is called a cornerstone vibration. It indicates in this lifetime the attitude that that person as human this time around is going to exhibit. And if they say that name constantly, day in, day out, even for the rest of their lives, it is sending it to the universe. It is there. It's there. It's there. It's like flashing, energetically flashing. So the letters A, J, and S have a number one meaning to them. This is their attitude that they're using to approach life. So they're very individualistic and independent and very creative and progressive. They're leaders. Get behind me because I'm driving the car here, attitude. They're very mental and physically active, very strong-willed, very determined, very original, and they have courage. They have courage of their convictions. Children who were born in October, in January, Capricorns, and October's Libras, but more so the Scorpios that are born, are very independent. They have a lot of courage. They can be a little stubborn, a little egotistical, my way or the highway, all of you who have children that are that, they don't want to take advice. It is a fire sign vibration, often associated with the sign of Aries or Sagittarius or Leo, that are the fire signs. Those are the cornerstone vibrations for the letters A, J as in John, S in Samuel. The letters B, K, and T, as in Thomas, have a number two connected to them. And this is very loving, very cooperative. These are the team players, attitudinal-wise. They'll follow. They're very diplomatic. They can be very agreeable, very receptive, very patient and friendly. They have a sensitivity about them. They're studious. They're emotional. They can be sloppy-doppy little folks. Their attitude is, okay, fine. They also can get walked all over like a doormat. They're very inclined to be oversensitive, over-emotional, even have a little shy streak about them. And they're inclined to a bad temper and pouting unless they watch, unless they're careful. And that comes from fear. The number two is one of the fear-based, subconscious fear-based issues. Now, the letter K is a little exceptional. The letter K is built, is an attitude that leads into like Kara or Karen or Kelly. This amps up, and it is specifically an 11 too. This is a little hyper. But it is a spiritual approach to life this time around. Intuitive, inventive because they're connected to the spirit world. They can be very mystical, nervous energy, a little wired. Thank you very much. They have the capacity for leadership, should they use it. Those ones in there of the 11 is leadership. If not cautious, however, they can be really impractical. Here, there, and everywhere. They can be miserly, dishonest, falsely superior. It is all a veneer to overcome their own insecurity. The number two can be very insecure. The letter T is the same as the letter B, the number two. The number three is ruling. The letter C as in cat, L as in lily, U as upgrove. This is a approach to life, attitude to life that the soul will carry out throughout that is happy. It laughter, has great imagination, very artistic, wonderful friendliness, intellect, very carefree, and talk the blue streak. Yak, 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 yak. Can be very emotional, but also very self-expressive. And remember, that first letter rules that first lane of kids, of young people. They, on the other side, can be kind of critical. Whiny. I don't like whiny. We don't whine. The only wine I like is Chardonnay. They can be very jealous and very intolerant, so they have to guard against these things. The number four is rules the letter D, M, and V as in Victor. These qualities are very practical, very dependable, and very organizational. There's a logic. This is not a fluffy-duffy approach. This is very A to B, B to C, liking routine, liking systems, like building things. But they kind of can be also very repressed, nonverbal. This is not a verbal energy like Dee and David. They feel, it's kind of Capricornish, they feel, but they're not verbal. They can come off a little dull, quite honestly, appear to be a little unfeeling and narrow-minded. Narrow-minded. A to B, B to C, C to D, and not the most flexible at all. Therefore, that's what makes them narrow-minded. They need security and stability, and they will work at it. The number five rules, before I do that, I want to talk to you specifically about the letter V as the first letter. This letter V, as in Victor, Valerie, has great power. This is a master builder vibration. They have big ideas. They have a human understanding. They are very good at organization, very intuitive when they allow it in. Can be friendly. They accomplish a lot. Can be very practical. But there is a danger with this letter V of being a schemer, of self-promoting themselves, of being greedy and indifferent and suffer really from an inferiority complex. The letters E, N is in Nancy, W is William, are ruled by the number five. This is how they approach life. They like a lot of change, very restless. This is a mental number, so they're always curious. Curious, what is this? Curious, what is that? Very adventuresome. Yes, friendly, not going to say no. And they can be very adaptable, very adaptable, very progressive. But they are the risk takers. They like to tear things down and build things up. And they can talk and be very persuasive. They can also be really irresponsible because they don't have patience. They don't have patience. So it comes off as someone who's irresponsible and self-indulgent and thoughtless and inconsistent and a procrastinator. Well, I'll do it tomorrow. They don't have the discipline to start things and finish things, as the number four does. The number six rules the letter F as in Frank, O as in Oliver, X as in Xavier. Now, this number six is about someone whose approach to life this time around is about responsibility. and harmony and balance. These people do not like chaos, especially in their home life. They are very empathetic, very sympathetic, empathetic, and are domestic. They love home and service and counseling and nurturing and caring. These are the little love bucket attitudes. They can worry you to death. They worry, worry, worry. They can interfere. Yes, but, yes, but, yes, but. And then they get very smug if you don't listen to them. There's a little undercurrent of a jealousy streak. And unless you work number sixes, attitudes, cornerstone people, unless you work head and heart, you can get yourself in a real dither because you're running around being big mama bear to everybody. F, O, and X. The number seven rules the letter G as in Gregory, P as in Paul, Y as in you. Y-O-U. This has a number seven. This is their approach to life, which is mental. Not that they're mental. The vibration is mental. Very introspective. Very analytical. Has clairvoyant tendencies. Intuitive tendencies. But also can be very perfectionist. The number seven leadoff is very private, really needs to be alone, and dislikes confusion. If there's a lot of chaos in the household and whatever, they will retreat to their rooms. The number seven is that of introspection. So then they get all melancholy, and then they get aloof, and then they get sarcastic, and then they get repressed if they're not careful. But they are coming at life from the mental capacity. The number eight rules, H is in Henry, Q is quixotic, Z is in zebra. The number eight is very efficient. This is the executive. This is the manager. Very practical, self-reliant, dependable, salt of the earth, very managerial, likes to control, very determined, businesslike. But unless they're careful, they can become very materialistic, very scheming, bullying, and they will demand attention. And finally, the number nine of this system is the letter I and the letter R. I is in igloo, R is in Robert. This is the humanitarian vibration. It is a total package of all the previous eight numbers kind of wrapped up in the jar with all the jelly beans that I talked to you about. These two letters are based upon love and compassion and sympathy and generosity. They love romance. Can be really emotional, folks. The poets, the writers, the verse writers. Very artistically, especially interior design creativity. They have this magnetic personality. A lot of preachers, and even the preachers on television, very magnetic. They just kind of draw people in. Their viewpoint in life is very much more broad than a lot of people. And they really want to be charitable, very humanitarian, caring. But, they can be really dramatic, overly emotional, totally even fickle. Get to an attitude of, look, you're not going to do what I have to say, and I don't care. Very uncaring. They are the dreamers, the daydreamers that buy into illusions. So they need to, it's a very, very high-powered emotional vibration. And so they need to get some common sense in this particular incarnation. Everything that I said to you describing the cornerstone vibration also applies to the last letter, which is called a capstone. It says, okay, here's how I start things and here's how I finish things. And it applies to the beginning and the end, the interpretations that I told you. Starting tomorrow, and this is what I want to talk to you about, because I cannot tell you, I'm like in a witch's brew over this situation because I'm sick and tired of having clients who have had their hearts broken, who've had money taken from them by these scammers, and be ruined. Be ruined. Tomorrow, on my free time, because we're all in different time zones, I'm going to be posting, I am starting a campaign called Take Down Drew. Because this site, which I'll put in my Facebook tomorrow, is what we're going to bombard. Facebook. We're going to all pull together. We're not going to let our sister friends be destroyed because of international scammers out of the United Kingdom and the and Nigeria. I came across this site. I put my IT people on it. They found out where the scam is coming from. I have the best crew. They found out about this and that and the other thing. Very definitive. We've got it nailed down. And go to the links. I will put a link on there of how to bombard Facebook to get them to take down the site that I'm going to post. And then we are going to, I'm going to post again a link. So informative. So many women do not know that our military, pictures of our military men are put on these scam sites. Gorgeous men. Hello, girls. Are they going to really put an ugly dude up there? I don't think so. Gorgeous men that the women fall for. And then the scammers have the best writers in the whole world. And they start writing and sending emails. And the site that I will then also attach, which is going to be different than we're going to bring this site down, it will give you, and I want you to bookmark it, and I want you to share it with every single woman that you know. And she bookmarks it because then she can, if necessary, share it with other women that can be scammed. And it is about how to identify whether you are really involved with a real soldier or a fake. Fabulous information, empowering information. My job in life, it's not a job, my passion in life is to empower my people every which way but loose. I write the blog to empower you. I am on my radio show to empower you. And we are not going to let this happen. And I'm telling you, tomorrow, after I write these blogs out, I am going down the street to an Army recruiter with this man's picture that's going to be on the link. And I am going to find this soldier somehow, some way, if you have connections in the Army that can help me find him. And I'm going to find him, and I'm going to let him know that he is being used by scammers to hurt people. And I would bet a dollar to a donut he doesn't even know. Of course he doesn't. And so you can see I'm fired up. I want you to get fired up. We're taking the site down. We're going to bombard Facebook. And in the meantime, you know that I send you God's white light, his peace and his harmony. Know that I wish you only good things. And big hugs for coming and joining with me one more time in the magical world of numbers. I love all of you. You send me emails. Be sure, contact me in October. I have a special price, a big savings on my half-hour readings, predictions for the next 6 months. You contact me by email. Tell me what show you're listening to that you heard it on, and I will set it up for you. Know that you are divine. Know that you are loved. You have wonderful spirits around you. Chat with them. Talk with them. And they will go out of their way to help you.